That's a tune that was originally given over to two tenor saxophonists. It was written by Al Cohn for the Al Cohn Zoot Sims Quintet, the tune titled You and Me, here in a new recording played by two trumpet players. That was Jay Thomas on your right and Michael Van Beber on your left, I believe, and introducing a young Japanese pianist, Yuki Hirate, who sounds great in this new recording called The Promise. Filling out the rhythm section was Michael Glenn on bass and Julian McDonough on drums from the album The Promise, Jay Thomas, Michael Van Beber Quintet. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Nice to have you with us here. A number of different things today. Some of our favorites from last year, some new releases which are just coming out, and some upcoming events next week. Coming up, some music by Canadian musicians from albums which came out last year. We'll be listening to Karen Plato's new album called This Could Be the One, and an original song by Karen. And we'll also be listening to Corey Weeds on tenor saxophone with his little big band from the album Explosion. There are three Canadians in the sax section, Corey, P.J. Perry, and Steve Caldestat. Gary Smullion is on baritone sax. Several other New York musicians are in this and Vancouver rhythm section with Chris Gestern, Paul Ruschka, and Jesse Cahill. The conductor is Jill Townsend, and she also did this very nice arrangement of a piece which was written by Benny Golson called Park Avenue Petite.
Thank you. Take time to tell the ones around you you really treasure who they are. Just tell them. Make time to spend with those around you. Though life is busy, better take time, make time. Nobody really knows just how it's gonna go, but one thing's certain, love is what matters. And we should tell each other that we appreciate the things we recognize before it's too late. Take time to tell someone you're sorry. If you were in the wrong, you know that's right. It's time to feel a true forgiveness. If you were wronged by someone, make it right. Nobody really knows just how it's gonna go, but one thing's certain, love is what matters. And we should tell each other that we appreciate the things we recognize before it's too late. Treasure who they are, just tell them. Make time to spend with those around you. Your life is busy, better take time, make time. Nobody really knows just how it's gonna go, but one thing's certain, love is what matters. And we should tell each other that we appreciate the things we recognize before it's too late.
Karen Plato, the singer, heard here with a group which included Chris Gestrin on piano again. That was a song composed by Karen Plato called Take Time from her album which came out last year. This could be the one. 9 out of the 11 songs here are originals by Karen. Before that, Corey Weed's Little Big Band out of Vancouver, mostly, some New York musicians in there as well. Corey Weed's on tenor saxophone, featured in that arrangement of Benny Golson's great tune Park Avenue Petite. The arrangement was by Jill Townsend, who conducted Corey Weed's Little Big Band from the album Explosion. From 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the regional jazz scene on Jazz Northwest. We move down to Portland, Oregon, for next couple of tunes. A piece from Dan Balmer's recent release, not A, but The. Dan is going to be performing at the Washington Center in Olympia on January 11th. But first, a piece from a rather ambitious project by the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble, playing music of Ezra Weiss from an album titled From Maxville to Vanport. Celebrates the history of two towns along Oregon's northern border, with distinctive viewpoints of underrepresented black history in Oregon. Maxville was a logging town. It was built about 1923. It shut down in 1933. It's in Oregon's northeastern extreme. Vanport, built in 1942 just north of Portland for shipyard workers, was destroyed in a matter of hours by a Columbia River flood in 1948. Both towns were multicultural communities that housed workforces with significant African American and immigrant populations at a time when many Oregonians were openly hostile to them. As a matter of fact, at one time, African Americans were barred from living in Oregon. This is the title piece, which concludes the album, From Maxville to Vanport. You'll hear the voice of Marilyn Keller and the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble. Music by Ezra Weiss and lyrics by S. Renee Mitchell. No one
From Maxville to Vanport, calloused hands that cut trees, sustained black families. From Maxville to Vanport, steady hands that built ships, constructed hope for a new life, a house to live in with my wife. Prepared, had to begin again. Little did I realize then, just my being there was a revolution. Scary as it seems, you will survive. Oregon didn't want black folk to stay, but we planted our roots here anyway. In a place where no one knows your name.
Powerful music and lyrics and performance there. That's the title piece from the album From Maxville to Vanport. Music by Ezra Weiss, the lyrics by S. Renee Mitchell, and performed by the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble with the vocal by Marilyn Keller. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Here's guitarist Dan Balmer. That's Portland guitarist Dan Balmer, heard here with George Mitchell on the keyboards. Music from Dan Balmer's recently released disc called Not A The. Dan Balmer is going to be playing in the Black Box series in Olympia at the Washington Center for the Arts, Don Balmer Quartet, on Friday. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KNKX. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoons, surveying the regional jazz scene. The Seattle Jazz Vespers is cranking up again for January. Brent Jensen is going to be playing music of Paul Desmond at Seattle First Baptist Church tonight at 6. Brian Monroney's quartet will be at Tula's, and that's with Alexei Nikolaev on tenor sax. Nearly Dan is playing at Jazz Alley for the final time tonight. Kat Edmondson will be at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. She's billed as Vintage Pop. Jared Hall Quintet will be in Bellingham to play for the WJMAX series at Sylvia Center in Bellingham Wednesday. Kent Meridian High School Jazz Band opens for Jim Sisko's Bellevue College Band at Tula's on Wednesday night. Thursday, the Art of Jazz series features Kate Olson Quartet playing at the Seattle Art Museum. This is a free performance. It begins at 5:30 for Kate Olson at the Art of Jazz at SAM. Young French pianist Alex Monfort, who has been winning a number of European jazz competitions, is currently on tour in the United States. He lands in Seattle on Thursday to perform with Michael Glenn on bass and Matt Jorgensen on drums at Tula's. Stephanie Porter sings at Tula's on Friday night. Jacqueline Tabor will be at Hotel Sorrento on Saturday night. The Abuzaid, Coe, Kennedy, and Erskine Quartet will be at Tula's on Saturday night, Alma, Azucar, and the Supersons Quintet at the Royal Room. For more information about good places to go and things to do and see the KNKX calendar and a very complete jazz calendar at earshot.org. Jazz Northwest continues here with some music from Brent Jensen. This is from his early album for Origin, Remembering Paul Desmond. Titled The Sound of a Dry Martini. Brent Jensen's playing Seattle Jazz Vespers at Seattle First Baptist Church tonight at 6. Here's the Brent Jensen Quartet with Jamie Findlay on guitar, Zach Matthews bass, Dean Koba on drums, Brent Jensen on alto sax, and Paul Desmond's tune, Windy. Thank you.
Like ice, ain't it nice to be snowbound? No place to go, hip deep in snow. We're all right, tucked in tight, 'cause we're snowbound. Yes, we're snowbound. The bad news is the weatherman says more bad weather. The good news is that here we are sucked in together. The corn is popped. The clock has stopped. What a storm, what a sight. We'll keep warm through the night, 'cause we're snowbound, 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 snowbound. The clock has stopped. Pass the wine, light the fire. 9:30, let's retire. 'Cause we're snowbound, 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 me and you.
I love that song, and I love that version of it. That's Portland singer Nancy King with the composer at the piano. That was Dave Frischberg on piano, and Steve Christofferson contributed a chorus there on melodica. Snowbound from a Nancy King album. I think it only came out on cassette, titled Perennial, 1993. Nancy King and Dave Frischberg. Before that, Brent Jensen, the alto saxophonist, with some nice guitar work from Jamie Findlay. Zach Matthews was on bass, Dean Koba drums, and Paul Desmond's tune, Windy. Brent Jensen Quartet plays for the Seattle Jazz Vespers tonight, starting at 6 at Seattle First Baptist Church. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, which comes your way every Sunday afternoon at this time from 88.5 KNKX, connecting you with the local jazz scene. Thomas Marriott, trumpet and flugelhorn player, one of the mainstays of the Seattle jazz scene, is out with a brand new album called Romance Language at the end of last year. Joe Locke is on vibes. Ryan Cohen plays various keyboard instruments, with Jeff Johnson on bass and John Bishop on drums. Here's a Stephen Sondheim song called I Remember Sky. Thank you. That's the 200 Trio, recorded live almost exactly a year ago at Egan's Ballard Jam House, playing the title tune from their album, Trinity. The group plays regularly at the Angry Beaver on Sunday nights in Greenwood. Before that, we were listening to a tune from Thomas Marriott's new CD, Romance Language, I Remember Sky. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie. We have a podcast available at jazznw.org. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley. You're listening to KNKX, 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz, blues, and NPR News, 88.5 FM.